Well, you know, we're a little perplexed. We want to do the right thing here. We're kind of stuck in a catch-22 because in September, the Supreme Court punished a lawyer, a seasoned lawyer, who has 20-plus years' experience because he couldn't do all he needed to do under the ethics rules for the client. The Supreme Court was very clear and said, look, you're not any different from other lawyers. You have to follow the same ethical standards, and having too many cases is no excuse. If you have too many cases, you need to either, one, quit, or two, turn away excessive cases. And, you know, we tried to do just that in the aftermath of this case, to follow the directive of the Supreme Court. But the lower courts have said, no, you're taking the case, we're ordering you in, and if you don't take the case, we're going to hold you in contempt.
For those of us who have been reporting on this issue for many years, it feels a little like deja vu. Public defenders also closed their doors to new clients in 2010 when they reached a certain caseload, but in the end, no long-term solution came about, and here we are again. Is it time to look for another solution other than just asking the legislature for more appropriations for the system?
You know, we received the first significant increase from the legislature this past year. And we, our mindset was to be appreciative and to show the state what we can do with that funding. And so we were going to do the best that we could with the increase that we received. It certainly wasn't what we needed, but it was something. And then along comes the Supreme Court case and says, notwithstanding how much resources you have or how many dollars you have to meet these ethical standards, which creates a new environment for us.
But in terms of a long-term solution, in addition to asking the legislature for more funding, which may or may not work, are you looking to, for example, other states for how they do indigent criminal defense successfully, kind of as a backup plan?
Sure. You know, the other states are actually envious of the model we have here in Missouri. A statewide system is generally regarded as the best approach to indigent defense. What's frowned upon is flat fee contracts to private lawyers, because flat fee contracts create an incentive to do as little as possible on a case, because that dollar amount that the lawyer will receive goes neither up nor down.
Right, but let me jump in there.
Work is done.
Let me jump in there and interrupt you if I may, though, because isn't at least some work on a case better than no work on a case? I mean, public-private partnerships, yes, are not ideal in many states, but they respect the constitutional right of defense. Why not look into that here?
Well, we actually have a hybrid system in Missouri. We have about $6.5 million project where we contract with private attorneys in the state when we have a conflict on a case or where we're overloaded. And that was actually the funding we received from the legislature this past year. It wasn't for funding for our system, for more lawyers. It was funding for private attorneys.
Any chance of expanding that?
If we get more funding.
Earlier this year, the American Civil Liberties Union of Missouri filed a class action lawsuit against you and against the Missouri Public Defender, saying the state was not meeting its constitutional obligations. What's the update on that case?
Well, the case is set for trial in May of 2018. We are going through the process. We are following through on a scheduling order right now in federal court. I've had my deposition taken in that case, we're going down the road of discovery.
Michael Barrett, head of the Missouri State Public Defender System, thank you very much for the update.
Thanks for having me.